How do you approach second line therapy in a patient, for example, who's progressed on FOLFOX bevacizumab?
Usually for progression on FOLFOX bevacizumab, usually give either irinotecan alone or FOLFIRI, and then cetuximab with irinotecan at progression. I think it will evolve to a standard where cetuximab and irinotecan combined together will be appropriate in a second-line setting. I wish the studies that would validate that were already back. Those studies will hopefully be reported in the next year or two.
Where do you think panitumumab is going to fit in, and what is your take on the data that's out so far?
Panitumumab showed its benefit in the third-line setting compared to best supportive care. Its value is that it has tumor shrinkage, which as monotherapy is in the same ballpark as cetuximab. The tumor control rate had improvement. If you look at the curves as a whole, that is, the hazard ratio is favorable. Unfortunately, the median really shows no difference because most of the benefit appears to be only in the subset with some longer progression, but not in most patients, which is why the curves separate only after the 50 percentile point. There was no survival benefit in that study, although the most likely explanation for that is that most patients who were on the best supportive care arm crossed over to active panitumumab at progression, and that therapy, either early or after, for most patients, a two-month delay, was still enough to add some survival benefit. The studies of panitumumab with chemotherapy, though, are not as mature as those with cetuximab. And while there is a strong likelihood that the two antibodies will perform very similarly, the data to validate that needs to come in. The monotherapy third-line setting with panitumumab will be highly appropriate. Its use with chemotherapy earlier on will need to be driven by that data as it comes in.
So this would be people who get the third-line therapy who haven't had cetuximab?
Correct. This would be people who would have been exposed to FOLFOX, bevacizumab, irinotecan in some variation, but who have not yet had cetuximab.
What about the safety and tolerability, particularly as it compares to cetuximab?
The biggest difference between the two drugs seems to be the difference in the rate infusion reaction rates. With panitumumab, it seems to be only around 1%, and most of those tend to be mild. With cetuximab, there's about a 3 to 4% rate of quite severe infusion reactions. This is an advantage for panitumumab, although the background rate is still very small. Most good chemotherapy nurses know how to give cetuximab, particularly during the first infusion, so that if the patient's going to develop any type of side effect, they can quickly stop the infusion and start supportive measures such as H1 and H2 blockers and steroids and potentially other interventions.